When you enter the presence of your king, you need to show respect by having a happy countenance. The attitude we carry around our lords and the people our lords associate with is a major part of respect. Walking around with a bad attitude stems from haughtiness and pride, which are two things the father hates. Women need to learn that being sad, depressed, angry, bitter, untrusting, bored, lonely, showcasing a negative attitude, and complaining are all forms of disrespect towards your master. You are signaling that you are not pleased in his kingdom. You are showing him that you need more to be happy and what he provides is not enough. Your sad, non-smiling attitudes are no different than the way you feel when your children walk around you sad, bored, and angry when you know that they have no reason to be. It's called being unthankful and is a form of disrespect. In the kingdom, Yah is given the constant praise of Holy, Holy, Holy is Elohim Yah Almighty. Day and night Yah is praised. The stars praise Yah, and the elements of the world praise Yah, so if we are supposed to submit to our husbands as unto Yah, how much praise are we supposed to be bestowing upon them? We should wake up and go to bed praising our masters in our heart, and thank him often for all he does every day. To praise him, stop focusing on his faults and what he's doing wrong. Take the speck out of your own eye and strive to become a perfect wife. Just being your head is enough to thank him for because you are saved by your obedience to your husband. He's not obligated to provide anything outside of food, duties of marriage, and clothing. Praise him for what he provides. Thank him for being your head and savior. Appreciate anything extra he does for you, and be thankful for the opportunity to sleep in his bed and live in his home. If your master moves into your house and you pay all the bills, or if you both work and contribute to the household, you have to recognize that he is the king and he rules that house. You are helping him as his helpmeet according to Yah's commanded order in 1 Corinthians 11:3. Yah created you to help a man and ordained the man as your head. If those words make you cringe, it's because deep down you want power over men by being the one in control. Learn instead to have power and control over your own spirit so that you can have the strength to fully submit to a man. When women sit around sad, bored, complaining, without joy, and showcasing a negative attitude, we are showing disrespect by making it our master's job to keep us happy. Men were not created for us, we were created for them. This means it's our job to keep them happy by acting as their helpmeet. It's not their duty to wine and dine us, take us on date nights, be home all the time to entertain us, help around the house, help with childcare, or take us on exciting trips. The Most High gave them the order to rule and provide for the household. Yahweh gave women the order to bear children and guide the house. Kings who are busy ruling won't have time to sit around to keep you happy so you're not bored and lonely at home. Feminism has women believing that kings are here to cater to our every need as soon as we request them. The reality is, you're supposed to wait on beck and call for your king and you stay happy and thankful while you do this. When the brides of Yah waited for him to arrive at the wedding feast, the wise ones carried enough oil to be content and have enough while they waited. They didn't know what day or hour Yah would arrive. We must also wait on Yah's return, and we are told to do this with joy and peace since we do not know the day or hour of his return. Would you feel bold enough to complain to Yah and ask when he is coming or how much longer he'll be? Would you tell him that you're bored and whine about being lonely and needing more time? Maybe you'd yell at him for not responding to you fast enough and for staying away too long. Is this how you talk to the Most High, or would you instead praise him regardless of your circumstances? We can't treat our masters on earth with less respect than Yah when we are commanded to submit to them as unto the Lord. Our masters are commanded to work and rule. We are made to help them. We are the ones who should shower them with our time, affection, attention, and love the moment they return home. Even if it's 5 a.m. and you haven't seen him all day, and find out he was with another woman all night, you still have no right to ask him where he's been, who he was with, yell about anything, or complain. Kings do as they please and the Most High is the King of Kings and we wouldn't dare question him. If we are bold enough to yell at and question our masters on earth about what they are doing, we are showing Yah how little reverence we will have towards him if he ever allowed us into his kingdom. Our King Yahusha allows men to have concubines, own women as property, and disallow our vows. As women, we can't even approach Yah in order without a covering from a veil because a man is our head. We are not equal to men and we are not number one. Think of how your children must be with you. This is how we must be with our Lord on earth. In the book of Jasher, Abraham called Sarah his daughter. We are like the place of a child to our lords. What parent enjoys listening to their child complain, mope around and say they're bored? How often do you allow your child to question you about what you're doing, who you're talking to, and explain intricate details of things that they have nothing to do with? Yet, we turn around and think that's okay to do with our masters. It's disrespectful, and you do this because in your heart, you want to rule over him. Stop trying to be your master's mother and be his woman. A mother has the right to question her young male child, give him orders, and command his respect. A wife, on the other hand, does not. The word wife means woman. You are your king's woman. He can question you, give you orders, and command your respect. Your only God-given duty is to obey him. Our Heavenly Father wants praise, and your Lord on earth deserves praise. Your Lord on earth also deserves for others to know how much you praise him. You show this by your countenance. Happy children reflect a happy home life to all who meet them. Even happy babies are a reflection of the environment they're in. Your conduct also reflects your Lord, and we embarrass them when we showcase sadness to others the same way a depressed and sad child embarrasses the parents. Respect is not just about how we treat our men, it's also about how we conduct ourselves in the presence of others, and something as simple as joy can speak a thousand words. How many of you would sit around with a bad attitude in the presence of Yah? A bad attitude is not just words. It's your expression, body language, lack of smiling, and lack of joy. Nonverbal communication says much more than verbal communication. Whenever you are with your master, exude joy. Smile and do not complain. From the worst conditions to the best conditions, keep a praiseful and thankful heart with contentment. You are a reflection of his kingdom, and your joy shows his kingdom is full of joy. Your peace shows that his kingdom has peace. If your master has to ask you what's wrong, it means you are reflecting a negative, discontent mind full of complaints and are showing a lack of reverence. Every time your master glances your way, you should aim to reflect joy, happiness, and peace. We should also be long-suffering, which means having or showing patience in spite of troubles, especially those caused by other people. The fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, long-suffering, and a sound mind. It's okay to be sad in moments that warrant true sadness, but you can't live and dwell in pain. If you were with Yah, wouldn't you find joy no matter what situation you were in, because you are with Yah in his kingdom? It must be the same with our lords on earth. Revere your master by exuding the fruits of the Spirit. Do not complain, never say you're bored, do not act depressed. Don't walk around looking sad. All of the above reflect negatively on your Lord on earth. You subconsciously tell others that your king is a weak man, because unhappy subjects suggest that the king is not ruling his household well. It also makes the woman complaining sound like an unthankful and lazy wife. When a woman is busy at home tending to her family and her master, she doesn't have time to feel bored, lonely, and depressed. The Father says to praise him always and in every circumstance. The same must be true for our lords on earth. Philippians 4:8 tells us to only think of positive things worthy of praise. Dwelling in bitterness, wrath, anger, sadness, contention, and negativity is not of Yah but is of Satan. James 3:16 says, "For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work." If you are bringing strife, you are representing Satan's kingdom. Synonyms for strife are conflict, division, and discord. The opposite of strife is agreement, harmony, and peace. As helpmeets, we are to bring agreement, harmony, and peace. Revere your master by having joy around him and others. This is not about pretending, but to honestly always feel joy, because you have the inner peace of a meek and quiet spirit. To obtain this, you must trust in Yah and your master on earth. Stop complaining in your heart, and praise Yah and your Lord on earth for everything. Biblical submission is a beautiful lifestyle that is worthy of praise.